glad to have you with us. Good morning. I'm Barry Dane Steinhagen. Gentleman has not been with us for quite a while. First appearance this year, we are pleased to welcome back from Community Health Net, Dr. Tony Snow. Good morning, Dr. Snow.
Good morning, Barry. Fantastic to be here.
Glad to have you with us. What's going on in your world at
Community
Health Net?
Well, I'll tell you, it's an exciting year for us. At February 15th, we always have what they call the UDS, Uniform Data System report that we do. It gives a big overview of our organization. So happily, I'm very glad to say we have a little over 14,000 patients now, and they're mixed almost equal, dental and medical, and it gives us a snapshot of who we are, who our patients are, and helps us grow in a way that meets our patients' needs. So it's very good. It's an exciting time of the year.
Absolutely. For those people that aren't familiar with Community Health Net, give them a quick tour.
Thank you. Yes, we are a federally qualified healthcare facility. We have three medical offices, one downtown at 12th and Sade, one at Harbor Creek and Nagel, and also one in Girard. We also have four dental sites. One is commingled, is with our group at 1202 State Street, and we have three other dental sites here in town. We are here for everyone. As a federally qualified healthcare center, we slide our fees based on income and dependents at home, slide it down to zero. Anything that it takes to get people into care, we also help you with transportation, help you with translation, and do whatever it needs to help you get on the road to a healthy living.
And, of course, you can also see Dr. Snow and his lovely wife, Kathy Iorio, and a cast of thousands every Saturday morning on Fox 66 at 8 o'clock with Wellsville, their wonderful show about starting off the weekend with some fun, but if you're not careful, you might learn something about how to have a healthier and happier life there. So,
well, thank you for saying that, Barry. We're very excited. We're airing our fifth season and filming our sixth season right now, so we're very excited.
That is unbelievable. Yeah, the residuals are pouring in now for that, I'm sure. Making you all wealthy.
Well, it makes us wealthy and good feelings of trying to help families and children.
If you have a question or comment or anything pertaining to health, and if Dr. Snow, if you have a question about anything pertaining to health or medical issues, by all means, give us a call at 451-1400. Verizon Wireless customers, #414-1400. And you can always shoot us an email if you're near your computer, tablet, or smartphone, jetmornings@jetradio1400.com. Well, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, Barry, I'll tell you. We've talked about a lot of things, and I didn't want to leave some of the common things undiscussed. And today I thought I'd talk about hypertension, because I don't know if our listeners realize, but about one, depending on who you read, either one in a three or one in four American adults have hypertension, which is blood pressure over 140 on the top and over 90 on the bottom. The reason that becomes so important, and we talked about this a few years ago, hypertension directly contributes to heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, vision problems, and it's really a total body phenomena with, again, heart disease right at the top in atherosclerosis. We know, too, that hypertension takes a toll on everything, not just physically, but there's more than a $48 billion dollar cost to our healthcare system and to America from hypertension and hypertension-related diseases and treatments. And what I wanted to make sure our listeners know, we tend to think of things as happening to adults. It is by no means exclusively an adult illness. More and more children. It was said that in the teenagers, about 1 in 25, that means in any classroom, chances are one of the children may have hypertension. And it takes a toll on them just like the adults. It can plant seeds to lead to chronic kidney disease, heart attack, stroke in children, just as it does in adults. Although, when we work up children and when we evaluate hypertension in children, we use a little bit of different parameters, but it's still just as important to stay in touch with that. With that said, it's recommended now that children starting around age 3 have blood pressures checked when they go to the doctor.
Wow, that's interesting.
And that is something new. Just like we heard in the dental world, at age 1, dentists like to see children. Well, age 3 and up, we tend to like to do a blood pressure just to get a screening. And that can be modified depending on family history, if there's a lot of folks in the family with hypertension, heart disease, and depending on the individual child's history, In children, we think of other secondary causes too. There can be situations children are born with affecting the heart, affecting the kidney, that can set them up for hypertension. So we also look at the evaluating the cause. Now, hypertension is defined, as mentioned, with the top number, which is called systolic. That is the number when the heart contracts. The top number, the pressure, is 140 or above. The bottom number is when the heart is in between heartbeats. It is relaxing, and that is called diastolic. And that is under 90. Well, if you're in that gray zone, 120 over 80 is where we want to be. 120 or below on the top, 80 or below on the bottom. If you're in that gray zone between 80 and 90 in the bottom, between 120 and 140 on the top, you are called pre-hypertension. And you still are at risk for some of the illnesses, some of the organ damage, and some of the complications that could be caused by hypertension. So I'm just urging all of our listeners, when we think of how common it is, we all need to be aware of our blood pressures. Please get it checked whenever you can. Now we have blood pressures in pharmacies where they have blood pressure cuffs. They can check our blood pressure. Various health fairs, all of our primary care providers check our blood pressure. And it is very important because it's only, if you check it one time, that's only one snapshot in time. But if you check it several times, you get a better idea, how is my blood pressure usually? And it's the usual chronic blood pressure is the one that can do the damage. The good news is we have a lot of medicine out there.
Now we do.
Oh, my goodness, do we ever. We have so much.
I have hypertension, and I was diagnosed with it back in the early 90s.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, the prescriptions that they... First of all, just a little bit of background here. It came as a complete surprise because I've never smoked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not overweight. Don't lead a perfect life, but I kind of, you know, try to do the best that
sure
I can
you
and so forth. So it was a bit of a surprise, and I come to find out that my father had suffered from it too as well. And so basically what they discovered is that my kidneys produce some sort of chemical or substance that makes my heart work harder. And when my heart works harder, that raises my blood pressure, which makes my kidneys produce more of this substance.
There
it's
you
like
go.
An evil cycle that
That's
keeps going
right.
on.
That's exactly
so
right, Barry. They call that the renin-angiotensin system. Right?
They provided medication for me to control it. The problem was, at the time, again, this is back in the early 90s, the medication had a side effect, at least see most of the medications, that it gave you a dry hacking cough, which doing the job that I do
sure.
Oh, was not beneficial to me.
That is so
to
true.
Try and do a radio talk show and have a dry hacking cough.
You're right.
And so I kind of decided that I would try and control it through diet and exercise, and that didn't work, which is why I ended up having a heart attack. And you know, the blood pressure, the hypertension caused my heart attack.
Sure.
And resulted in me having to, well, it began with me resulting to have stents put in, but then eventually I had to have the quadruple bypass done in that regard.
That's
but now
right.
the medications they have now, and I take one now, I've taken it
sure.
now for quite a few years now, works very, very well.
You're right, Barry. There's an array of medicines. You mentioned those are called ACE inhibitors. And one of the side effects of ACE in angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitors is a cough. So you're quite right, Barry. But nowadays, as you said, there are so many medicines. And what most of us do, we team up the medicines. Different medicines with different effects are taken at the same time. So a person may be controlled on one medicine, but frequently it may be two or three medicines, often once a day to twice a day. Usually we try to keep it no more than twice a day for the convenience of the patient. But it can be treated, it can be controlled. And Barry, you brought up an excellent point, and I'm so glad you mentioned it. I forgot to mention to our listeners, hypertension, 99 times out of 100, is absolutely silent. You do not have symptoms.
No, I have none.
You do not. Barry, you're quite right. Most of us will not have a clue. We do not have chronic headache. We do not have vision disturbances. We do not have nosebleeds. We do not have any sentinel events, except perhaps a serious medical event that will lead us and tip us off to the fact that we have hypertension. And that is why it is so important to have our blood pressure checked. We have blood pressure monitors that can be purchased at all the pharmacies. I have one at home, and that's a nice one. I believe in those. They're very accurate. When I first got mine, I used it at home, and then I came to the office, had them take my blood pressure at the office, took my blood pressure with my machine, which I brought with me. They're little portable blood pressure cuffs, and I found out it was very close, so I had confidence that it's giving me a good reading. What's nice about that, we are in our home environment so much, at our baseline state, if you will, it's very important to know what our blood pressure is then, because under circumstances where we are excited, upset, or exerting ourselves, it will always go up under those, but we're trying to see a baseline. Where is it usually? And that's what's so important to know.
All right, we have a call. Let's see. And good morning. You're on Jet Radio 1400. Do you have a question for Dr. Tony Snow?
Well, not a question, but Doctor, I appreciate you talking about the hypertension. One of the things, though, I have a question. A lot of us have the blood pressure devices. I have an audible one since I'm blind. But what we need to have is some place that could check some of these devices to make sure of their accuracy. The other thing, too, we need to be aware of combining some of these medications we do take can create hypertension in us, even though otherwise we don't really know that in our past we don't have it. It's just that by combining a few different medications, it can happen. And that's where I have an issue is how do I know what medications will create problems for me? I don't have the confidence in myself to tell whether taking this medicine combined with this other medication is going to cause me problems. So we need somebody in the medical profession that could maybe be a we can consult and say, hey, I'm taking this and this and this. Do I have any problems that would result from taking those combinations?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your comments this morning. And you are 100% correct. It is very important that we do have confidence in our apparatus. So in your case, I would suggest, Stuart, like I did, either when you go to your healthcare provider or any credible source, take your machine with you, your monitor, have them do a blood pressure and do it on your monitor and make sure that they are very, very close. They'll never be identical, but they should be close. When it comes to drug interactions and side effects that can cause hypertension, you are right on the money. We have, with everything we get now with medications, the pharmacist are there as a resource. Now, they give us a great big printout of all kinds of things to do with drug interactions, side effects, but I understand with the visual impairment, that can be difficult. Now, if you should always feel comfortable talking to your pharmacist, when you pick up your medicine, they know all the medicines you're on. If you're getting them from the same pharmacy, they can talk to you about the possibilities of drug interaction side effects, hypertension, and others. Also, your healthcare provider. When healthcare providers order medications, we also have lists of potential side effects, interactions, which remind us that we can remind the patient of as well. Is one more source for you, and your ability to ask the question is most commendable, because that will always be with you. Never hesitate when you're with your healthcare provider, pharmacist, or a medical person to ask the question about the medicines I'm on. Can they do that? Because they're and you're right about medicines. That can
contribute. Are there some that could cause high blood pressure?
Well, we know, like, if I take steroids, for not to pick on steroids, but if I take steroids on an all-day, on an everyday basis, perhaps for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or rheumatic disease, whatever I'm taking it, steroids are one of the things that can lead to hypertension in time. We also know that there's vasoconstrictors, medicines we even take for colds and congestions. That's why we're watching the Sudafeds of the world. Because those are vasoconstrictors, and if I took it on an ongoing basis, because I have a deviated septum or whatever, and I think it's opening up my airways, that can promote hypertension as well, because it's a sympathomimetic, which is medicines that stimulate the sympathetic system and sympathetic system and can make hypertension. So there are medicines, Barry, that cause us to retain fluid, that cause us to be vulnerable for hypertension or constrict our vessels.
All right, word to the wise there. Dr. Snow, we appreciate you coming by and also trying to keep us healthy out there.
Well, my pleasure.
The role they play in the community. So,
thank you.
Good to have you back with us again this year.
Thank you, Barry.
We'll look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks.
I'll be here. Thank you.
All right, 8:51, 9 in front of 9. I'm Barry Dane Steinhagen, and this is Jet Radio 1400.
Hi, I'm Mitch Wells, General Manager here at Roth Cadillac Audi. We know that buying local